You are going to listen to a conversation between two young entrepreneurs and an advisor from the Chicago government about their plan to open a new business in the city. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 8 with the sentence endings A to K. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome to the Chicago Small Business Center. Please, take a seat.
Thank you for taking the time to see us. Brian and I are in the process of opening a new business here in Chicago. It should be a communication hub between the local government and tourist agencies on the one hand, and tourists interested in ecotourism on the other hand. We want to provide up-to-date information on sustainable trends for travelers, new accommodation, and sports and entertainment facilities in the city.
So much information about eco-friendly concepts doesn't reach the tourists, and there are countless new accommodation and sports platforms out there that we would like to get together on one platform. This way, tourists who want to explore our city can benefit from all the latest developments.
Yeah, and maybe this way the government can get more in touch with the tourist agencies.
Wow, this is a lot of information to start with. Your ideas sound interesting, but where do you stand with your business plan?
Well, we have done online research and have collected a list of eco-friendly accommodation platforms in and around Chicago, but we have found it difficult to get an overview of eco-friendly hotels here.
Here's the list. 3 weeks ago, we also contacted the City Development Department to get information on current projects regarding green hotels and innovative entertainment facilities, but we haven't heard anything yet. Maybe you can help us?
I can give you information on ecotourism in Chicago and some listed hotels right away if you want. There you are. I'll send you the link if you like.
Thanks. Oh, interesting. I had no idea that the Urban Environmental Initiative started with the green roof that was installed on the City Hall.
Oh, yeah, that was a big statement back then. We also have a chief environmental officer. She cooperates with architects and building companies to make sure work is done according to environmentally responsible principles. We believe the city administration has to lead by example. And look, here. The McCormick Place Convention Center was the largest new building in the USA to receive the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design certification from the U.S. Green Building Council.
Interesting. We'd like to focus on eco-certification anyway.
Yeah, we found out about the Green Seal. This is a new nonprofit organization that certifies local hotels for minimizing waste or conserving water. It encourages hotels to become more energy efficient and minimize their impact on the environment.
And we've contacted the managers of hotels with the highest marks for more information.
That's certainly useful. But never start with the details. You really need to develop a business strategy first. You have to decide on the type and size of business you want, location, and a pricing system for your services. And don't forget your financing scheme. I hope you've looked at similar businesses and created a spreadsheet to compare your business to what's on the market. This is absolutely essential. You need to offer something the others don't.
True. That's where we have most of our unanswered questions. We've got an appointment at the bank next Friday. We do have some money to invest, but we'll need a little extra support.
I see. Look, here's a link to our online brochure for startups. It gives you a great overview of what to consider when starting a business.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
That's no need to worry. Let me explain some details. The major aspects to consider are your business structure and how you want to connect with the community. You can see this up here on the left. It also gives you links to services.
Oh, okay. Well, that's useful.
Yeah. And if you look here, you can see all the legal aspects you need to think about, like permits, how to find legal assistance, and help with technology.
Well, great. So if we need legal advice, we can contact one of the offices listed here or get back with you?
Sure. We recommend local services that we have found useful ourselves. Okay, and here further down, you can find some financing options like microloans or crowdfunding.
Oh, cool, crowdfunding. Haven't thought of that yet.
Yeah, it's worth investigating as an alternative to expensive loans.
And what is meant by resource hubs here on the left?
Now, that's about how to attract customers and connect with other businesses. It also lists services that help you get access to good employees.
Awesome. Still, I'm a bit overwhelmed. It seems we've got lost in too many details already.
Yeah, that's one of the problems most new entrepreneurs have. That's why we created this online brochure, which helps you to remember the essential things at the beginning.
Well, thanks so much. We'll go through all of this. May we get in touch with you again if we have any further questions?
Of course. I'll be happy to help.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Chicago Small Business Center. Please, take a seat.
Thank you for taking the time to see us. Brian and I are in the process of opening a new business here in Chicago. It should be a communication hub between the local government and tourist agencies on the one hand, and tourists interested in ecotourism on the other hand. We want to provide up-to-date information on sustainable trends for travelers, new accommodation, and sports and entertainment facilities in the city.
So much information about eco-friendly concepts doesn't reach the tourists, and there are countless new accommodation and sports platforms out there that we would like to get together on one platform. This way, tourists who want to explore our city can benefit from all the latest developments.
Yeah, and maybe this way the government can get more in touch with the tourist agencies.
Wow, this is a lot of information to start with. Your ideas sound interesting, but where do you stand with your business plan?
Well, we have done online research and have collected a list of eco-friendly accommodation platforms in and around Chicago, but we have found it difficult to get an overview of eco-friendly hotels here.
Here's the list. 3 weeks ago, we also contacted the City Development Department to get information on current projects regarding green hotels and innovative entertainment facilities, but we haven't heard anything yet. Maybe you can help us? I'm really not...
Okay, I can give you information on ecotourism in Chicago and some listed hotels right away if you want. There you are. I'll send you the link if you like.
Thanks. Oh, interesting. I had no idea that the Urban Environmental Initiative started with the green roof that was installed on the City Hall.
Oh, yeah, that was a big statement back then. We also have a chief environmental officer. She cooperates with architects and building companies to make sure work is done according to environmentally responsible principles. We believe the city administration has to lead by example. And look, here. The McCormick Place Convention Center was the largest new building in the USA to receive the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design certification from the U.S. Green Building Council.
Interesting. We'd like to focus on eco-certification anyway.
Yeah, we found out about the Green Seal. This is a new nonprofit organization that certifies local hotels for minimizing waste or conserving water. It encourages hotels to become more energy efficient and minimize their impact on the environment.
And we've contacted the managers of hotels with the highest marks for more information.
That's certainly useful. But never start with the details. You really need to develop a business strategy first. You have to decide on the type and size of business you want, location, and a pricing system for your services. And don't forget your financing scheme. I hope you've looked at similar businesses and created a spreadsheet to compare your business to what's on the market. This is absolutely essential. You need to offer something the others don't.
True. That's where we have most of our unanswered questions. We've got an appointment at the bank next Friday. We do have some money to invest, but we'll need a little extra support.
I see. Look, here's a link to our online brochure for startups. It gives you a great overview of what to consider when starting a business.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
That's no need to worry. Let me explain some details. The major aspects to consider are your business structure and how you want to connect with the community. You can see this up here on the left. It also gives you links to services.
Oh, okay. Well, that's useful.
Yeah. And if you look here, you can see all the legal aspects you need to think about, like permits, how to find legal assistance, and help with technology.
Well, great. So if we need legal advice, we can contact one of the offices listed here or get back with you?
Sure. We recommend local services that we have found useful ourselves. Okay, and here further down, you can find some financing options like microloans or crowdfunding.
Oh, cool, crowdfunding. Haven't thought of that yet.
Yeah, it's worth investigating as an alternative to expensive loans.
And what is meant by resource hubs here on the left?
Now, that's about how to attract customers and connect with other businesses. It also lists services that help you get access to good employees.
Awesome. Still, I'm a bit overwhelmed. It seems we've got lost in too many details already.
Yeah. That's one of the problems most new entrepreneurs have. That's why we created this online brochure, which helps you to remember the essential things at the beginning.
Well, thanks so much. We'll go through all of this. May we get in touch with you again if we have any further questions?
Of course. I'll be happy to help.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.